Her gaze dropped to Luke's chest, where his robe covered a mysterious, slow-to-heal wound. He had received it the year before, from an ancient being named Abeloth, who seemed to be a chaos-bringing agent of the Force itself. Luke had ultimately triumphed, but the fight had cost him a rib and part of a lung. "I'm fine. You know the wound only bothers me when I have a Force vision." Luke had to work to keep a civil tone, for the Master's concern over his health had grown tiresome over the last few months. He was the Grand Master, after all, and they insisted on coddling him. "I doubt that will be required."
"Which raises the question of why you need to go," Corin said. "Courier runs are the kind of mission we assign to a new knight, not the Grand Master of the Order."
"Usually, yes," Luke allowed. "But with the passage of the Neutrality Act, I doubt that Senator Wool will agree to meet just any Jedi."
"You're going to ask Luette Wool for a briefing?"
Cam asked. "Of course," Luke said. "He chairs the Minerals Committee. If anyone can tell us what isn't public knowledge about galactic exploitation technologies, it's Luette."
"But will he?" Jaina asked. "He could be accused of treason just for talking to a Jedi."
Jaina was exaggerating. The Galactic Alliance Neutrality Act was simply a formal declaration of the Alliance's intention to stay out of the war between the Jedi and the Sith. But when it came to a government official sharing information with either side, there were a lot of gray areas where a crafty old senator like Luette Wool would not tread boldly.
"That's why I plan to speak with Wool personally," Luke said. "Wool is the only friend we have who might be able to tell us what's going on behind the scenes with this get. And he'll need to know we're not asking for this favor lightly."
"Fair enough," Corin said. "That explains why you might take the first assignment. But I still don't see why a Grand Master needs to carry the report to the Chulun Rift personally."
"Need is a strong word, Corin," Luke said, quietly chafing at his old friend's not-so-subtle effort to keep him from exerting himself.
"But I think it should be me, yes."
Jaina studied him for a moment, then finally asked,
"Because your son is going to be in the Chulun Rift too, and you haven't seen him in 6 months?"
"It would be nice to see Ben, that's true," Luke said. "But there's another more important reason." The Masters all frowned, trying to puzzle out the answer, but a crooked grin tugged at the corner of Jag's mouth.
"Because," Jag said, "you've been stuck recuperating on Shidu Mod for an entire year, and you need to get out of here before we drive you crazy."
Luke smiled.
"Exactly," he said. "Sometimes, Commander Fell, I swear you do have the Force.